ćeš se svevišnjega zvati.
Your child will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown His great mercy towards her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He called for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.
Draga braćo i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters, why did Our Lady for the first time appear on Apparition Hill on this day, June 24th, 1981, feast of Saint John the Baptist? Was that by accident? Or it was the day that Our Lady has chosen to be the first day of her visitation to our hill country? From today's perspective, everything speaks to us and tells us that this wasn't accidents. And this first day was the core, the essence that everything came out of later on. Why John? Who was John? John was the borderline. He was placed between Old and New Testament. With John, one era of the history was over, and soon new era was to start. Our Lady here started something with John. This means that he wished to start something very, very serious. We're not even aware how serious and how important she intended something to start. Our Lady placed before us a model when she invites us to conversion, that we may know what that means. When she invites us to fasting, that we may look at John. When she prepares the way for Jesus, that John may be the model for us. There are many similarities and many connections between Mary and John. On the feast of St. John the Baptist, 37 years ago, Our Lady brought the child Jesus in her arms. What is that she wanted to say by that? Didn't she want to say exactly what John said Behold Messiah, behold the Lamb of God, behold the one who carries your peace. John was the voice in the desert. Isn't Mary the same for the last 37 years? In the desert? Yes, in the desert that dwells within people, within their hearts. Who was the first one who felt Mary's coming and leapt of joy? It was John. In the womb of his mother Elizabeth. Have you ever thought about that? It was unborn child that first recognized and professed Messiah. It was unborn child. Such a message for this time that we live in. Mary, within herself, within her body, she carried conceived child to the mountain, to the hill country, and on the feast of St. John Baptist, she brought to our hills, to our hill country, child Jesus in her arms. That is when many hearts, in those moments, many hearts felt her coming. So many people. It was first the visionaries, then parishioners, then faithful from the surrounding parishes, and then people from the whole world. Yes, people from the whole world. It sounds incredible, but it's so miraculous, just like in the time of John. Matthew writes, Jerusalem, the whole Judea, and the surrounding area of Jordan rushed to him. They were receiving from him baptism in the river Jordan by professing their sins. They were confessing, they were professing their sins. Yes, they are the witnesses of that right here in Medjugorje. Mary has chosen the feast of St. John the Baptist, as well as this parish, two hills, Operation Hill and Cross Mountain, church, and every individual here, two hills that seem to be in the embrace, that seem to be like the arms in which our Mother receives us, as the open heart, two hills that are more than just hills. One is Bethlehem, where Mary in her arms brought little child Jesus, and the other hill is Golgotha, where the same Mother prays at the foot of her crucified Son. One hill takes us to the bringing birth of Jesus within our hearts, and the other hill takes us to resurrection. In the hill, in the valley, a church. The church where we confess, where we are fed. These three things seem like a triangle. No, I would rather say like a heart. This is the clarity what Mary wishes. She wishes that we follow her, that we do what she did. She went to the hill country, she went to the temple. Everything she did with her heart. Hills are invitation to us to exodus, to leaving the valley, to leaving our everyday opinion and everyday gaze. We climb the hills so we would walk out of ourselves. And so through prayer, through gazing and through meditation of the rosary and the Operation Hill and the way of the cross and Cross Mountain, we would perceive different perception and different perspective. And so by looking at Jesus, we would recognize ourselves and we would allow Him to change our hearts. But our hill country, our hills are not final goal of our walk. Luke says, in those days, Mary ran up and ran to the mountain, and then he continues to the town of Judah. Then Luke says, she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Mary wants us to go to the hill country, to hills, to Operation Hill and Cross Mountain, so we would step away from friends and from enemies, from work, from riches, from poverty, from good and from very heavy mutual relationships, from joy and from sorrows, so we would all come close to Jesus. All with the goal that from the hill country we may go to the town of Judah, to the house of Zechariah, to others, but different, changed, with Jesus in our hearts. So when we go back and when we greet others, like Mary greeted Elizabeth, that from the joy, the hearts of those that we would encounter would leap joy. Exactly when we are in the biggest rush, in the hurry, in worries, let us all run to our hill country, to our Appreciation Hill, to Cross Mountain, so our steps would be slowed down, so our heart would enter a different rhythm. Let us remember Father Slavko Barbaric, who told us our angers are slanderings, our drunkards, drugs, arguments, displeasures, all of the insecurities, all of the fears, all the safeties, anxieties, lack of sleep. These are just some of the signs that we have lost the rhythm that makes us happy, that gives us opportunity to encounter ourselves, people, nature and God. When man is nervous, when man is impatient, he cannot encounter himself nor the others. Drugs and alcohol, all of the parties, too loud music, shouts, too much food and too much drink are the attempts of men of going back into the new rhythm. Father Slavko continues and says, in order for us to return to the ancient rhythm of peace, into the new rhythm that we need, what is necessary today is much more time for prayer, silence, easy music, Word of God, than sometimes before, because there are more and more situations that throw us out of this rhythm. Therefore, many Christians who quickly and shortly pray, who in that way celebrate Holy Mass, who in that way confess, are not able to enter the new rhythm and do not have strength to change anything in their lives. Salvation is in prayer, in being friendships with God, and in returning to ourselves. That is what Father Slavko said. Our Lady shows us a way how from Martha, from the life that is so stressful and restless, from so many worries, worries about so many things that come to us and that are to us as very important, how to be like her sister Mary, who is aware that there's only one thing necessary, and with this motive, because of this one thing that is necessary, to know how to choose to go to the hill country, to the temple, to sit down at the feet of the Lord and to listen to His Word. By climbing on the rocky ground, or by kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament, or in the confessionals, or before the cross, with rosary, or holding cross in our hands, breaking bread and drinking water on the days of fasting, by holding in our hands the Holy Scripture, by reading the Holy Scripture and listening to the Holy Scripture with the heart. Mary has chosen the feast of St. John the Baptist because John today is so very important. Today, when many do not even know who they are, not the individuals nor the countries, when they do not know what is their identity, what is that they are not, and they are not able and they cannot be. It is John who gives us the example of the man who knows who he is and who he is not. He knows and he says that he is not the Word, he is not Christ, He is not Messiah. He is not Elijah. He is not the prophet. But he knows who he is. I am the voice that shouts in the desert, amend the ways to the Lord. John is what he is, and he is fully fulfilled with what he is. He is not unhappy because of what he is not, what he cannot be. Jesus for John says that he is the prophet, and he is even more than a prophet. He says that he is the herald of Messiah. These two statements of Jesus about John are clear, but the following is confusing us. There is no one born of a woman who is greater than John, and everyone, even the least in the kingdom of God, is greater than John is. No one is greater than John, and at the same time, everyone is greater than John. How to understand this? Indeed, in the eyes of people, no one was greater than John. This is John, who with his virtuous life is greater than all other born of a woman. From the perspective of nature, John reached the highlight. He was very appreciated. People sought for him. There were even voices that spread around that he was Messiah. If we were in the shoes of John, how would we react to that? Wouldn't those be the flattering voices for us? At the level where everything is around us, around ego, where we try to be someone in the eyes of the others, possibly greater than the others, that we may prevail the others according to the population, knowledge, titles, successes, money, new car. It is not enough to develop talents and to be capable, but we need to be famous, we need to be acknowledged, we need to be someone in the eyes of the others. But John did not remain just born of a woman, just on the level of the nature. He grew. He was born again. And we can see that because even the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he is. What does that mean? John prevailed the level where he listened to what the others say about him and who he is in the eyes of the others. Now, in the new level, at the degree of the growth of the kingdom of God in him, in John's eyes, it is others who are greater than he is. This is John who before Jesus is measured, and before Jesus he gets to know himself. It is John who grows into wisdom and understands. He, Jesus, needs to grow, and I need to be lessened. The same characteristics we find at other places. The one who comes after me is stronger than I am, greater than I am. I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. I'm not even worthy to carry his shoes. John teaches us that the most important is to reveal our mission, our originality, to get to know ourselves the way we are and to accept ourselves, to be happy, because as such, we have so much space to grow and to do well and to do good. We all were, or we are, at the level of those born of a woman, at the level of the nature, where we grow in physically or spiritually, where we gain knowledge, upbringing, culture, where we develop our talents. At that level, we wish to do something. We wish to become someone in the eyes of the other people, even to be greater than the others, to have material, to build houses, to have a company, to build a pension, hotel, to have a title, to be acknowledged. The first level is natural. It is important not to think that this is the highlight, the peak of development of our being, or personal growth. Oh, to go further through John's example, to decide to rise, to grow, to descend into our own heart. at the level where God's kingdom is going to grow in us, where we will be born again, where we will be born from above. It is what Our Lady, Queen of Peace, in so many years has been teaching us. Let us remember Jesus' strong criticism to his contemporary when he said, indeed, John came to you on the way of righteousness and you did not believe to him. And tax collectors and the prostitutes believed to him. You, even though you saw that, you haven't changed your mind later on to believe in John.
Our
Lady has chosen John because John places us before questions and in questions. As much as back in those days, even today, we have two options, two possibilities. We can remain the level of those scribes who came from Jerusalem and who were engaged with John, who wondered, are you Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? And yet they remained unchanged. Or we can choose John, we can choose his invitation and call given to each one of us, to me personally. Convert. Repent. We can remain at the level of those who are engaged with Medjugorje. Why apparitions last for this long? What do these say? What do the others say? What about this? What about that? Or we can hear the invitation of the mother that says, who says, convert, learn how to pray with the heart. Allow God to change your heart. It is much easier to be involved with John, be involved with Medjugorje, because then we are not put in the question. It is not about us then. This is far easier than to hear invitation to conversion that John was giving, that Mary gives, because in that case, each one of us are placed before the mirror. What about me? Do I need conversion? Is there something in my life, something that I need to change? What about us? Are we engaged with Medjugorje? Do we count pilgrims? Or we are trying to hear what Our Lady, Queen of Peace, says to us? Some people say, a guest, a tourist, season. Difference is if I say guest and a tourist, or when I say a pilgrim. The first thing does not put me into the question. The other title places me into the question as well. Because if this person who came from all afar is pilgrim, what about me? Who am I? It is the difference if I say season or the time of the grace throughout the year. The first thing does not oblige me. But the other thing places questions before me. How do I live this time of the grace? Maybe I'm missing this time given to one of thousands of generations. And you, dear pilgrim, you can perceive Medjugorje in two ways. You can seek for the comfort in the hotel where you are staying, in the pension, that you have TV in your room, that you may have elevator, air-conditioned room, and something like that, something similar to what tourists are doing. Or you can choose the way that leads you to the growth, that in the days of pilgrimage you decide to exercise how to live in a lady's school, that you choose the prayer with the heart in silence, one day to fast with the heart, to adore Jesus with the heart, to celebrate Eucharist with the heart, encounter with the merciful Father in confession, to read the Word of God with the heart, to pray the rosary in Apparition Hill, and the way of the cross on Cross Mountain. John was opening eyes to people. Our Lady is doing the same. Let us hear just some of her words. You, dear children, you wish to obtain graces, but you do not pray. I cannot help you because you do not want to get started. You talk, and do not pray. You run, you work, you gather and collect without blessings. You do not pray. Little children, you do not know how to live in the grace of God. Little children, you live in a time where God is giving you such graces and you do not know how to use them. You worry for everything else and you worry so less for the soul and for the spiritual life. Wake up from the tired dream of your soul and say to God with all of your strength, yes. Little children, you love little and you pray even less. You are lost and you do not know where your goal is. Take the cross, look at Jesus, and follow Jesus. John and Mary, do not remain with criticism, but they show the way out. The way out is in conversion. Fasting, of course, radical fasting, bread and water, Wednesdays and Fridays, so connected to the prayer, has profound connection and relationship with conversion. Sometimes we fall asleep, sometimes we just forget and we think that everything is fine. And yet, when we start to fast, we realize how many things we are missing. We are missing to grow. Fasting shakes us up and invites us to step out of the various forms of slavery and blindness, to step out from the things that are convincing us to be very, very important and things that actually are enslaving us, and direct us to only one thing necessary, to the treasure in heaven that will not be decay, that will never decay. When we start fasting, it comes into our mind, remember men, and the other statement, man does not live only on bread, but he lives on the word of God. Let us recall John's questions from the prison given to Jesus. Are you Messiah? What does Jesus respond to John? Say to John, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the blind see. Jesus points to the fruits that took place in people. Here, some people are asking the question, is it true their Lady is appearing? What would Jesus respond? Look at the fruits. And only when we look at so many pilgrims who come here, we ask ourselves and we wonder, what is that that moves so many people from every corner of the earth to come here, to come to Medjugorje? What is that that moves so many people to travel for a few days to come here to Domus Patris and to fast on 6 days and bread and water, and after that to get back on the bus and to travel for the same amount of time to go back home? And only when you see their faces, pure joy, genuine, profound joy. They came here because heaven is so close to them here. They came here because of the greatest and the most important need, because of the need of their soul, to reveal and to discover a greater love, to get to know the heart of the Merciful Father, to get to know true peace. Peace in the heart that no restlessness cannot steal. Therefore, dear parishioners, you are going through temptations, but also you have the grace for 37 years. Our Lady invites you to be like Mary, and needs are inviting you and calling you to be like Martha. Surely, Yes, we also need to be sometimes like Martha, who worries about some things. If it wasn't for that, where would so many pilgrims have accommodation? But let us not remain only on the level of the outer worry. It is a great temptation, a great trial, and to justify the time when we don't go to Holy Mass and when we don't pray because of our obligations, when we are close. And actually, we walked away inside, then Holy Mass and prayer are going to be obligation. But when we are inside, close, when the awareness in the heart is awakened, then Holy Mass and the prayer will become need, the need of our soul. How to wake up from Martha's dream? How not to forget the one thing that is necessary, that is important, and just like Mary did in the morning throughout the day and or in the evening, to know how to spend time at the feet of our soul. Let us never get used to this, what happens here. This is a great temptation for us. It is a great temptation for us is to be so close and so far. So close to the source, and to remain thirsty and only superficial, without inner experience and the growth. Let us recall the older son from the parable of merciful father, who was so close to his father. He wasn't a bad person. He remained with the father. He worked fervently, but he made a mistake somewhere. Where? His heart remained undeveloped, little, narrow, and hard. He wasn't developing, he wasn't growing, he did not become similar to the Father, and his white heart where love reigned. Why not? Because he did not get to know him. For us, we have temptation to be here, to be close, and not to get to know what heaven, what Mother says to us. Let us not allow to be so close and yet so far from her heart, And she, Mother, she has chosen us. She has intended a special role to us. Can this be forsaken? Let us not allow that everything that trends offered to us is developed and our heart remains undeveloped, what Our Lady wanted, or that we enable to our children everything that the world offers, with trends and fashion, desire, and yet we do not enable them inner growth, the growth that Our Lady wishes. Or that by just spending time looking into our mobile phones, we know about all of the details that happen in the world, and yet we do not know how to see what is in our own heart. Yes, there are those parishioners who are conscious, who fight, who do not persevere, who are swimming against the stream with all of the work. They leave everything. They come to the Holy Mass in the morning or in the evening. They go to Apparition Hill and Cross Mountain. They pray in their families and create little prayer groups with 3, 4, 5 people. I'm a witness to that. Yes, they take for free in their homes so many people with disabilities. For so many years they take priests when it is their spiritual renewal, and so many other good things they do that people cannot see. These days we had 7 international pilgrimage of persons with disabilities. Yes, there is goodness in so many people. People with disabilities woke up that goodness, and there was the movement of goodness and of love that here. Exactly what Our Lady wishes here. She wishes to pull that out from us, to wake up the goodness in our being, goodness that exists that in each one of us. And at the end, let us remember Jesus' words on John the Baptist, when he said, He was the lamp that lights, and you wanted just for one moment to enjoy that light for one moment. Us, just like Jews in the image of St. John the Baptist, on one feast of St. John the Baptist, we were shown by the light. And what about us? Have we, just like Jews, for one moment, have been fed with that little light and then continue to live as if nothing particular had happened? Let us recall to our grandmothers, to our fathers, to us 37 years ago, just like to Elizabeth, their heart leapt of joy when Mother came to us. This feast of St. John the Baptist is the opportunity for hearts to be awakened again, that joy may be born again, that we may rise and that we may decide anew to start again. And there's one reason that is sufficient for that. Mother, Heavenly Mother, came to us. Amen.